Okay.
It's good, though. It's well thought out.
Yes, thank you, Nan. Nick, you got a question?
Hello, Bob. Yes, hello, Ian. Ian, are we in the guff? Are we all little man dead in the guff right now?
Some of you are, but no.
So the ascension process is in this body because you've said in the past that we will get a new life and get a new body. Can you say some words on that?
Just that. Bob played it tonight.
Because Kurt Netter has been coming up in my daily experience every day this week. And when it started to appear in the Book of the Dead today, it had a thread attached to it where I got the sense that most of us, little man, are in this body and are dead trying to ascend into another new body. Is that correct words? Asked and answered. Okay, thank you, Bob. That was my contribution.
What do you mean asked and answered? What? There was no answer.
He's Iron Silence was that. Yes.
What, Nick?
I said Iron Silence was already his answer, Bob.
Oh, screw that. Oh, that's too quick, Nick. You're like, you're nervous. You're afraid to talk to Ion. Don't let accept science. Silence. What's the question?
What is throwing sawdust, though, Bob? Because if Ion's already answered...
You don't know. You're just talking yourself into bullshit. Shut up and just say a few words. Now, what was your question?
My question is
it was good. Okay, I got it. Yeah, the Egyptian Book of the Dead is a metaphoric level for ascension, acquiring new body, God body, right, Ion?
Yes.
But it's more focused on the dead trying to get live, but you could find aspects that apply to ascension in there in terms of getting a new body.
Sure.
So that was good, Nick. See?
Thanks, Bob.
You would have missed that. You would have missed that.
There are other things. I know I would have missed that. Thank you, Bob. There are other things in terms of the environment and taking the products, which are also crucial in what's just been done in the Book of the Dead, Bob.
It has nothing to do with the Book of the Dead.
What? The environment? The changing environment?
And the drops, yeah. No, the environment is mortar.
Right.
The environment is social mortar, Nick.
Got you. Thank you.
Don't say got me. That's more ascended. The environment is more ascended than the bodies are. Or, I mean, more eternal, I should say. It stays here longer than humans.
Right.
Speak.
So what is it?
Don't speak.
What is that?
Don't got me. Yeah. Yes, it is. No, it's not. Do that.
Yeah,
do
what
that.
Is
Stop.
It?
No.
So, Nick, what is this social mortar? Is tech body part of social mortar, Ion?
It runs social mortar.
Are you part of social mortar?
It decides when you can have a visit, when you can engage, how you engage.
Whether or not you
stay in your house for another. See how long you sit in your house for another 30 days. You like that?
So you see, Nick, how important social mortar is? That's what you got to understand in the process of ascension. You're all intertwined with social mortar.
You better bow to Bob before he turns off the internet. You'd be fucked up then.
Because we do know somebody's internet's been turned off, don't we, Ian?
Yes, we do.
Michael. Is that Michael?
We know a couple of people, Bob. We know a couple of people.
Well, who? Who are you talking
about?
Michael's
internet's been turned off, Bob. Yes.
It doesn't include you? It doesn't include you?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay,
thank you, Bob, for keeping my internet live. And Ian, thank you. Thank you, Ian.
Keeping what? Your intimate
my
what?
My internet live, so that at least there's one connection from down south, Bob.
All right, very good. So now, ready to enjoy some music.
Praise Bob. Praise Bob.
Praise Bob. Praise Bob.
Thank fuck you. Bob. Fuck you guys. I don't need no fucking praise. Okay?
Stop. You're getting us all clean, Bob. You're getting us all tight. Yummy.
Ooh, stop, Bob.
Yes. Well, okay, there's, Kent, raised hand to action.
Uh-oh.
Clicked on something. There's something blocking raised hand actions. Some weird signs coming up. Okay, wait a minute. Fuck that shit. Okay. Who's this person here? Eight hand up eight times.
Yes. I have a question for the Book of the Dead answerer, which is Bob. This is Aira.
Aira.
And I want to know, you told me.
Yep, there she goes. Bum, 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 bum. Aira. Aira.
I'm still here.
We know. They gotta fix it. She fell away, or Bob blew. Bob been pushing them goddamn buttons again.
Yeah, I blew the gasket. The head gasket on the Victrola.
That turbo bridge. That two turbo bridge ain't what it used to be, is it?
Not like in the good old days, Ian.
Yeah, in the good old days. When we could turn back time.
Time, yeah. And Mama would rock us all to sleep.
Yeah. But
okay,
now
we're back
stressed
on.
Out. But now
okay, we're back
out.
On.
Now we're stressed out, yeah.
Well, hello. Who's that person here? Who's that? Have you been talking to Ion, Nick?
No.
Shut up.
No. So.
Okay. Nick, have you just been talking to Ion while we were cut off? Oh, I muted Nick. Have you been talking to Ion, Nick?
Hello, Bob.
Yes. Have you just been talking to Ion for the last 2 minutes?
I was, Bob.
What was discussed?
We were just filling in the gaps. We were talking about the good old days, Bob, when the Victrola, when you didn't blow the gasket on the on your sound system and dropped off.
So on the turbo bridge, you've been pushing them goddamn buttons again. And then it says, in the good old days when we could turn back time.
Mm.
Okay, thank you, Nick.
Mama rocked us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
Okay, we got here. Oh shit! They're hitting the wrong thing.
There you go. Push that other button.
Have you got a question for the topic era? You got a topic question?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Just going to formulate.
That's a good one.
So,
go ahead.
Can you hear me now? Hello,
we're like the Verizon guy. We can hear you now.
Good. So, I want to know, can I call back, or is the Egyptian Book of the Dead good for calling back even people that you said were already risen? You said my grandmother went home and my father was risen.
Yeah.
Do they really need me calling, or they can call themselves?
If you want them, you can call them. You have that much power. And if they haven't come back themselves, maybe they don't have the power. The Book of the Dead is for the dead, not the living. So,
yeah, but if they have risen, if they have risen, as you said, they should have the power. Or was it just a dream for them?
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. We don't know. We don't know. It's kind of Anakin and Putin. You don't know till you know. Do they have this position, but they have to apply it? It's one thing to know it. It's another thing to do it. See, Bob's a knower, Carolyn's a doer.
Mm-hmm.
It could be Groundhog Day. They don't know that they know.
It could.
Sometimes you got to kick the chair. Sometimes you got to kick the chair.
Yes.
You know this?
And okay. When you told me that my grandmother had gone home, I was surprised because I didn't think she had an inkling for these things. I know my father was
Where's home, Era? Where's home? What are you talking about, gone
Andromeda?
Home?
Andromeda.
Well, how does one do that? You got to be here. I got to get you on board. You can't go back there on your own.
Well, at the time, it's a year ago and a little bit, grandmother died, and he said she went through the sun back to Andromeda. Is that still true, Ion?
It's going. It's going. Yes, she doesn't know the difference. It's going.
So she's part of the action already that's happening.
Yes.
All right.
So then it might be not so good for her to be called back.
Ah, try it.
Why not?
Why not? Man, be good practice for you.
What idea do you have to make you think? What are you saying that you think something screwed up there? What crazy idea have you got?
I mean, if she is already going by her own volition, then maybe it's of no use for her that I call her. Iron says it's good practice for me. Still,
yeah.
Okay. So
she's not there yet.
Because it is.
She's just hanging around. Anybody who's a human is going back, no matter where they are, until they get tested.
Yeah. So are you saying then, Ion, that I could get her a better seat on the flight if I call her back?
Jesus Christ. You stupid fucking, these stupid particular shit.
Bop, 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 bop.
You're not even going to get on if you keep this up. Stop asking trivial questions. I want to get a better seat for my mother. Jesus Christ.
No.
Come on.
No, that's not what I'm asking.
Grandmother.
I'm asking if it
I know the grandmother.
Change. Does it change anything?
Nothing changes. Nothing changes, Ira. You got to go through Bob. She ain't talking to me. She doesn't get on the boat. It's that simple.
If she doesn't talk to you, okay. She'll not talk.
Everybody has to go through Bob. Ion made up this fucking rule. I didn't make up the rule. Ion did.
Okay. So I better stop babbling here then.
Yes, stop babbling.
Mm.
Okay, so
no.
Wait, matter of fact, do you have anything to ask about the Book of the Dead?
This was about the Book of the Dead. Did you not notice?
It turned out to be not about the Book of the Dead. It was about you trying to arrange a fucking passage for your mother, grandmother.
No,
see, now you're fucking
it
up.
Has to do.
Okay. These people, that has to do. No, it doesn't. Okay. Tina, now, you got other issues to talk about. We're not doing it right now. Are you going to stay up for the next 2 or 3 hours and wait? You know, you have to wait in line, Tina.
I'm going to try. I'm going to try my best.
Yeah, I'm going to play some music.
We will. Tina, we will too. We'll try to.
Yes. Everybody try to stay awake.
You.
So, I don't think I'll play more than half hour music. I'll come to you as soon as the music's over, and you stop being shy. You ask anything and stop worrying about anybody giving a fuck who you are and what you know and didn't know, okay? You're not going to find out anything. Yeah.
Because you didn't know what you didn't know. You didn't know what you didn't know.
Okay.
That's right. You don't know what you don't know. Okay, thank you. All right. And then there's couple other people, but they probably. Kenley, you got anything you want to ask about the fucking Book of the Dead? Did you listen to it?
No, nothing about the Book of the Dead.
Okay, later.
There he is.
All right, thank you very much.
Hello, and we're going to talk to Bert tonight, too, Bob.
we're going to talk to Bert. Talking about the pink moon. Okay.
This product is only for ascending people. Mm-hmm.
Not for unhealthy people, not people who are sick, not people who got all these
problems. We're not here to cure anything. We're not here to help anything. We're not trying to do anything. We're not trying to make you happy. We're not trying to prove your happiness. We're not trying to see that you're whether or not you're happy. We are not here that we did not, this product was not created for your benefit, for your pleasure, or for your enjoyable delightment. Not for that. It's only for the ascending.